Welcome to episode 199 of the Daily Brainwave. My name is Sean and I'll be your host as we try and discover the most useless yet interesting fact known to mankind. Now today we're continuing Government Week by looking at Hitler and the 1940s United States presidential election. ''1940 was a big year for the world. Tom and Jerry first appeared on the screen, Agatha Christie released, and then there were none, although it definitely wasn't the same name. If you want to see the original name, you should look it up. And Elmer Fudd starred in his first cartoon. Oh yeah, and Europe was ripping itself apart because of a raging world war. 1940 was the year of the Dunkirk invasion. 1940 was the year of the Dunkirk evacuation, rather. Or the Dunkirk Miracle, as it's known in England. Country after country fell to the Nazi war machine, the fall of France being the most prominent. In the United States, a pivotal election for the president of the U.S. was unfolding. The great debate over American intervention in the war was one of the central issues of the election. Now, the Nazis had a stake in keeping the U.S. out of World War II, and the candidate Franklin Roosevelt, who was running for his third term, was to them the biggest threat to the idea. Hermann Göring, one of Hitler's chief cronies, funneled a lot of money into the campaign of one of Roosevelt's, really his chief competitor, Wendell Willkie, who was a Republican candidate. Now, I don't know, and I don't think it's known, if Willkie knew that he was being funded by Nazis, but some people around him did, namely a guy named Sam F. Pryor Jr. Recently, a very revisionist book has been released by his son, basically trying to forget the fact that he was a Nazi sympathizer and all this good stuff. And to be honest, I'm really not sure what Willkie would have done differently from Roosevelt if he had been elected. During the campaign, he pandered to both isolationists and interventionists on the Republican and Democratic side to get elected. My guess, though, from what I've seen, is that Willkie may have brought the United States into the war eventually, too. Either way, this whole thing goes to show the threat that Roosevelt posed to the Nazi vision of the future. Thanks for tuning in to episode 199 of the Daily Brainwave. You can send me your comments or suggestions to Sean, that's S-E-A-N, at dailybrainwave.com. And make sure you come back tomorrow as we finish up Government Week by taking a look at the island community whose flag is a constant reminder of the injuries a government has brought on them. Thank you.